The murder trial of five men accused of killing the Bafana Bafana goalkeeper Senzo Meyiwa has been set down for the 25th of October. They appeared in court today. A pre-trial hearing set for the 19th of July. Remember, Meyiwa was gunned, how could you forget? Meyiwa was gunned down in Vosloorus at the house of his girlfriend's mother. But we've been hearing about this mastermind. And today, Advocate Gerry Nell, head of AfriForum's private prosecution unit, he was at court again saying, well, I really thought, after being briefed by the investigators, that the mastermind would have been arrested already. Edwin Ntidi, EWN reporter at court for us today. Edwin, thank you for your time today. What happened at court today? I imagine there was an indictment that was handed down.
That's correct, Mandy. Mandy, well, what transpired, as you correctly said, is that the matter was rolled over to the 19th of June for a pre-trial. Pre-trial, what is going to happen exactly where is where the prosecution as well as the defense will agree on certain matters before the matter goes for trial at the High Court sitting in Palm Bridge on the 25th of October. Well, as you correctly said, charges now have been, has been said, it's murder with aggravating circumstances, possession of unlicensed firearm, yeah, as well. But I should say that, we spoke after the postponement to Advocate Rinel, who's representing Meyiwa's family, who has expressed disappointment. You would know that previously what we were told is that the mastermind is about to be arrested and all those stories, but that is yet to happen. So hence, Advocate Rinel expressed a disappointment about that, saying that he has written a number of letters to the NDPP as well as the head of the prosecution service and Advocate Didi Kok, as well as the DPP here in Gauteng, Advocate Mzinyaji. Mm. So basically they were raising a number of concerns, and one of the key concerns that they were raising is the charge the charge of murder. They are basically saying that this is a contract killing execution style. So why the state is still saying that this was a robbery that went wrong? So he's basically telling us here that this matter, we're still going to pursue it so that this offense should be treated the way we have observed it, Mandy.
Edwin, also, there's always drama in this case. Apparently, one of the accused handed up a handwritten letter through his lawyer. There was an issue around representation that they'd left their law firm. What happened with that?
Well, you remember that the last time what happened is that one of the accused, fired his attorney, but then suddenly requested for legal representation. So, there's been a lot of drama, as you correctly said, but what is contained in that particular letter, we don't know at this stage, but we'll find out as the time progresses, Mandy.
That's Edwin Ntidi, EWN reporter at court for us today. So this is really one to watch, because you've got Gerry Nell. He was one of the best prosecutors in the country. He prosecuted Oscar Pistorius. He has been briefed by the investigators. He says that he has no doubt on the evidence that there is a case here against the so-called mastermind, that this was a contract killing. Yet the prosecution, the NPA, is still going with the idea, and they are ready to go to trial. This is set down for trial now. They are saying this was a robbery gone wrong. This was the Bafana Bafana captain that was killed. And yet there's still so much confusion, still so much mystery surrounding this case. Still an apparent mastermind. We all know the name. And yet it's very concerning that there's no clarity for that person either about what is going on in this case. I just hope that the NPA has got this right, and they don't go to trial and they don't land up with egg on their face.